This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A couple of key areas in the East Coast. Shocker. We've been saying this every single week. Follow the bouncing ball, or at least the snow plows anyway. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And thank goodness, serial bomber leaves a phone confession but blows himself up as he is being chased by a SWAT team after killing a few people, scaring Texas, and certainly in Austin. It turns out it was a 23-year-old, Mark Condit. They had him on surveillance footage, found out his car, and were tracking him. What happened was they knew that they had him. They started to go after him, and obviously he realized it. He had made a recording where he talked about what he did, 25 minutes worth of rambling about how the bombs were made and all that sort of stuff in between. But he was at a hotel 20 miles outside of Austin. He pulled to the side of the road, got in his car and was leaving. I think he realized he was being followed, and he detonated the device as they were coming closer to him. The police believe he could have planted or mailed other bombs, so they're asking the public to be careful. His death is a relief, however. You've got about 1 million-plus people, give or take, in Austin. And in addition to killing two people, the bombings that started on March 2nd injured at least five others. You had the FBI smothering this. You had ATF. They tracked it to a certain area where he was mailing the bombs. And they eventually figured it out with the help of the surveillance cameras, etc. 3 weeks of this. He left three packages on doorsteps, activated another by a trip wire, sent at least two through FedEx. One blew up on the conveyor belt at a sorting facility. The other was recovered before it exploded. So they filed the criminal charge and arrest warrants, but no need to use it because he killed himself. His family's in shock. They can't believe that it was possible that he would do this. He was homeschooled. He had gone to community college for a couple of years, but there's still a big mystery as to some of the other aspects of it. I'll fill in the blanks with what I know, and I'm starting to find out through my own sources. But, wow, let's go out to Grimm. It has been a long time since we have talked to Grimm. Hey, Grimm, how are you? I think we have him. Hey, Grimm. Ah, maybe not. Call back. We'll get you on. Somehow we lost him. Let's go to Dan, who steps in as the pinch hitter for Grimm. He'll be happy to hear that he was at least on the line anyway. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
I got a joke for you.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay. This bar owner had a bartender that he swore was absolutely the strongest man in the world, and he put up a $100,000 bet that nobody could get one drop out of a lemon after his bartender squeezed a lemon dry. So a whole bunch of people tried, $50 a pop, so he made back his $100,000 real quick. But nobody ever was able to get a drop out of the lemon. Finally, one scrawny little guy came in with kind of a wispy voice and said he wanted to try, and everybody just died laughing. They took one look at him and thought, forget it, Jack. But they finally took his money and let him try. So the bartender squeezed the lemon just as dry as he could, and he handed him back this messy pulp. The little guy took it, held it up, squeezed it, and suddenly there was one drop, two drops, three drops, four drops, five drops, six drops. Everybody stood completely astonished. He won the $100,000. They paid him off in front of everyone. And then the owner of the bar asked him, he says, "May I ask what you do for a living?" He says, "I'm an IRS agent."
I'll squeeze every drop out of you. I love it. That's brilliant. That's good. That was not what I expected. I like it.
I'm glad that Grimm's going to be on. I've missed him. And you make sure you tell him so, okay?
We will tell him.
Okay.
We'll tell him when we get him back on.
I'm going to let you go now so we can maybe get him in here, okay? I'll call you with another joke next week.
I love that joke. Thanks, Dan. That's good. It's perfect for tax time, right? For everybody who's freaking out about taxes, why do we do this? We wait till the last second, or maybe not everybody waits till the last second. Maybe it's just me. Do you wait till the last second? I'm not necessarily a procrastinator, and it just ends up becoming that because so many other things are going on. The frenzied pace of life these days, right? I guess that's what it is. It's interesting. There's so much negative news that we hear about the Trumps. I actually saw a really interesting story on President Trump's grandson. His grandson, it's actually on Instagram. His grandson, because Trump always says the sharks are circling around him in Washington. So Donald Trump III reeled in a giant shark when he was in Palm Beach, Florida, fishing. And this shark is huge, 350 to 400 pounds. I saw it on Instagram and somebody else sent it to me. And they said, they're just getting a quick pic because, of course, what are you going to do with a shark? And they're just going to release them. But just get that picture, that photo op for friends. So he put it up on his Instagram account, and it was one of those bull sharks. It seems like every time when I was a kid and we went fishing, because we'd go deep sea fishing, if those sharks, they'd like cut our lines right off, and we were constantly rigging lines up again and again and again and again. It was brutal. So anyway, there is something funny about that, and the president even made jokes about it, that his grandson reeled in the shark, and there it was on Instagram, right? I was reading a story today after dealing with this whole Austin thing and what happened and the bomb-making materials they found and, all of that, and the rambling 25-minute confession, which mostly dealt with how the bombs were rigged up, and now it's just a question of, wow, what do we know about this Mark Condit? And his family has said, he was homeschooled, he worked hard, but he was very challenged, is what the law is saying, because obviously he terrorized Austin for 3 weeks. I think we'll start to learn more about him as the weeks and the days, anyway, unfolds. Hang with us. On the flip side, it's about the numbers we can count.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Time for We Can Count. A couple of quick ones for you, anyway. It is about the numbers in sports. It certainly is always about the numbers. This is a quick one. How about this? Dwight Howard became the first player in 7 seasons to have a game with 30 points, 30 boards. And that happened during the Charlotte Hornets' 111-105 win over the Brooklyn Nets. That happened at the Barclays Center on Wednesday. It is a rare feat. The 30 boards part is the thing that is so tough to do. Very, 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 very tough to do. All right, how about this? This is kind of scary. They say most older workers nearing retirement have less than 250,000 socked away, so they got to catch up. It's no secret that there is a retirement crisis, but based on some numbers that have been crunched recently, what most boomers will face is a income gap of $3,800 to $12,000 each year. And that's a problem. And of course it is, because the whole IRA thing, the 401k, the nest egg, maxing things out. I mean, we could go on and on and on. And you see a lot of people are working longer. Sometimes they work longer because they want to work longer, or they want to work part-time in retirement. Yeah, that's when it really gets you. It's at the end of the highway, especially now we're in the gig economy, too. So that becomes, I think, even more magnified. Celine Dion. Have you ever seen her sing? You know that whole thing, My Heart Belongs to You, whatever it is, that she's... the whole Titanic thing. I think she was on the map before that, but that just exploded her more. Apparently, if you sadly had tickets to see her in Vegas, she had to cancel March and April concert dates because she's undergoing surgery to correct an ear condition that causes hearing irregularities, which would be tough for a singer. So the announcement said the concerts that were scheduled from March 27th to April 18th at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace were canceled, and they go on to offer, you know, ticket refunds and that kind of stuff. A bummer for people who had had the tickets for a long time. But, hey, listen, if she's dealing with ear problems, can't hear, you know, singers have things happen. Such is life, right? That's what you got to do. You got to do. And that's what in the case of Celine, I heard it was getting pretty bad. So she had to step away from the mic, as it were. All right, he's back with us. Let's hope we can get him on this time. Grim, how the heck are you?
Oh, I'm alive.
Yay.
I am alive.
A lot of people were asking about you. So you're alive, and that is good. That's great news.
Well, Kate, be honest. You know, I always said I didn't want to put my burdens out there, but my situation is I've been unemployed for about 11 years.
Right.
So, but don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. I'm a survivor. But
and you have
I've
people
been
around.
Listening. I've been paying attention.
Okay, so I just want to ask you this: yeah. You have people around you who are helping you, right?
Well, I mostly help the elderly because that's all that still live on the country, you know, farming, they help me and I help them.
Right. Well, good, good. So
but
you say you've
I
been listening.
I have been paying attention. Oh, yeah, I have been paying attention and I really miss Dan and Izzy, especially old Izzy, but if they want to reach me or you, I'm on Tweet and Instagram. See, that's the problem when you rule. To get work, you got to have the internet now. You can't walk in or make a phone call or any of that anymore. It's kind of an out for the HR people, if you ask me. Makes their job just lame and easy.
But, right.
I sure miss them, of course. You know, I still go by Grim, and I'm out there, and I've been emailing you and tweeting you as much as I can, but I see you're real busy. So
I am real busy, but what is your, you can tell everyone, is it just under Grim? I don't remember seeing that for Twitter and for Instagram.
If you go into Instagram or you go into Twitter, you know, you just pretty much put any part of the word in there. So,
okay.
Grim.
There we go.
It'll pop up. And you're going to recognize the old Denver boy here.
I love it.
But anyhow, I was going to, it's a good thing that guy there that is doing the bombs, because it just seems like you're always plagued with something, but it's a good thing it didn't happen during that Ebola scare, because you don't want to pull up next to one of them UPS trucks back during the Ebola incident and have, talk about a dirty bomb.
Yeah, talk about a dirty bomb is right.
Remember
yeah.
The old you poop and we shit jokes I used to tell.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But I seen something real hilarious the other day. And I was online, and I was on this dating site, and I was going through there, and it popped up, and this girl's profile said, legal Mexican. I got to think about that, and I just died laughing. I got to thinking, yeah, I'll probably turn the TV on, and there she'll be on right this minute, being arrested by ICE.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love it.
Well, that's just Grim's luck, you know. But I've been paying attention. I understand you're going to bring back Comedy Sex. And I found this great startup back that's been starting. Steve Mudflap McGrew, and he has a husband and wife team, and they do a skit called Steve and Janet Try Stuff, and it's pretty good. You might want to get them in there. You could do it with your husband and you know, your scene with your husband, or you could do it with a new comedy act and you bring it back.
I like that. Yeah.
It's been fun since I've been away. I guarantee you. I've gotten to the point where I'd much rather be the Grimster instead of sitting there being grim about all the news, because it's been really rough out there, hasn't it?
It has been rough, hasn't it? That's what we were just talking about, the Austin, as you were saying, the Austin bombs, terrible. Just every day we get pummeled by it, huh?
Well, it's a divided country we got here.
Yep. And yeah.
Really, the proper you know, we can't even get one late night show that would go at least with some kind of comedy that's not pointed one direction.
Right. Ridiculous.
But we still got Kate. Let me tell you, people, this girl will let you come on and voice your opinion. She is the best of the best out there.
Graham, you are so awesome. We miss you so much, and we're thinking about you, and I'm going to repeat this because we're going to get up against a break here. For everybody, Graham just said this because he's out in the country, wishing him well, sending him jokes. Send them through Twitter or through Instagram as well. And Graham, please call in again, and we're thinking about you, and thanks for calling.
I sure will, and I hope to post something that's totally new and different. I come up with a new way of doing a resume that you would not believe and nobody's thought of.
Oh, all right, then we'll look for that. There you go. There's something to look for. We'll look for that. And make sure you post a link or put it out there, too. So if you put it on Twitter, then I can share all that, and I can share the Instagram, too, as well. Share it on Instagram, too, as well. Graham, thanks for the call. Music means we are flipping to the other side. Hang through. Hold on. We're coming back here on America Tonight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Oh, shake my brain. Oh, shake my brain. Where's my champagne?
Oh, shake my brain. Oh, shake my brain. Very excited to have a chance to talk to Lon Sefko. It's just amazing. Innovator, inventor, best-selling author. Think about this. 2017 Pulitzer Prize nominee, author of multiple, I said that, you know, the author thing, innovative best-selling books. I've read them, the social media Bible. I can't get enough of his stuff, and I'm thrilled he agreed to spend some time with us. I thought we'd talk about big brain, because he certainly has one. Lon, thanks for jumping on. We appreciate it.
Oh, how exciting it is to be here. Thank you for thinking of me.
I think the place to start, because there's a lot of roads that we could go down, but I want to talk about the fact that you developed the world's first voice recognition, voice synthesizing, pioneering home automation. I mean, this is brain, big brain stuff. So tell me about that, and how did you know you had really hit on to something spectacular as a person who is, you know, innovative and is an inventor?
Well, I knew I was onto something when it saved somebody's life. So I'm credited with the first computer to save a human life. Steve Jobs coined that phrase, and I thought it was pretty cool, so it kind of stuck with me. I did it really for fun back in the 70s, way back in the 70s when computers first came out. They'd only been out for a couple of years, and I was playing with it. I said, wouldn't it be cool if I could teach a computer to listen to me? And I did. And then I said, wow, how cool would it be if I can get it to talk to me? And then I did. And then I said, can I get it to turn on lights and appliances? So then I said, lamp on. Lamp would come on. Lock door. Television on. Radio off. Call mom. And that was back in the early 80s. And I worked with disabled people, and it started saving their lives, and I built a company around it.
Well, and that company took off like a shot. And, you know, when people think of voice recognition, who do we think of? There's a lot of people. You mentioned Steve Jobs, obviously. And, you know, you look at the archetypes for the Apple Newton and the first PDA. And, you know, as you said, you know, ultimately saving a life. But I think of Stephen Hawking, right?
Well, I actually went over to meet Stephen Hawking to help him with his disability over in Cambridge, and we didn't connect. He was called out of Cambridge at the very last minute. But my last customer that I got to work with was Christopher Reeve, Superman.
And we saw him in interviews. He wanted so desperately to be able to still reach people, and you obviously gave him the ability to do that. What was that like, the light bulb moment? You could see it in his eyes, right, when he was able to do that?
You know, that's the exciting thing, is to see people who have completely lost hope and wanted to die. A lot of disabled people that I worked with would have committed suicide if they could have moved their arms. But then after working with a system where they can, I had a woman without arms typing 48 words a minute. And when you see that, it's just so rewarding.
So when you do something, you know you're helping humans. You're making that connection through the computer and what you were able to do, how that innovation that you created. Where do you go from there? Because you have lots of inventions. In fact, 18 of your inventions are part of the permanent collection of the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. They even have 30,000 of your personal papers, so they were enthralled enough, and we've seen them. I can't tell you how many times I've been to the Smithsonian, and as you know, they're all housed in different buildings and broken down. But what is it? You just are motivated. You keep going. For all the people that are listening that want to kind of grab on to innovation, how do you do that?
Well, Thomas Edison once said that inspiration is 10% and perspiration is 90%. And I get inspired all of the time. I look around and see things and know how to make them better. I mean, I just get these ideas of how to put things together. And some ideas are, to be honest with you, pretty stupid. But some of them, I think, have merit. So I'll go out and I'll build it or make it or design it or write it. And then I'll test it and see what people think. And if they like it, I'll build a company around it. And next thing you know, it's kind of out there and it's successful.
Yeah. Where do you think we are with technology? Are we at the cutting edge of technology? Is it going to take off even more? Where are we?
Yeah, I have to say it's always going to take off. I thought in 1978 when the Apple first came out and the Commodore was out there and the Osborne for your older audience, I thought we were on the cutting edge of technology. It was amazing what we were doing with computers. And that was 40 years ago, and look at what we're doing now. The most powerful computer, 1978, is probably represents about 3 or 4% of the smartphone that we have in our pocket. So it's going to continue, and it's going to continue at a faster and faster rate. And that's going to make it difficult for us to kind of keep up with. Artificial intelligence is going to become a major part of our life. And I'm proud to say that I was one of the pioneers in voice recognition and voice synthesizing. Of course, we have Siri and Alexa and all the other, the girl in our box in the car that gives us directions. So that technology is here, and it's just going to get more and more sophisticated.
So, in other words, you better jump on, right? Especially we've got a lot of speakers and trainers listening to us, and I don't think you can afford, and you could address this better than me, to say, I just don't do that. I don't do that. I have just handouts, and I can't work with technology.
And I hear that all the time. I mean, it was really funny. My wife just absolutely refused to get a smartphone, and she only got her first iPhone when they stopped manufacturing flip phones. So it's inevitable. It's here, and people fought computers. They fought email. They fought the internet. They fought social media. And if you're going to be in business, if you're going to communicate with other human beings, you have to embrace this technology. It's here, and it's here to stay. So learn it. It's not that bad. People are just afraid because it's something new. But once you turn the light on, all the monsters disappear out of the closet. It's actually easy, and it's fun.
I like that. It's easy and it's fun. One of the things that you also do besides make these incredible inventions and set the world on fire with innovation, in your spare time when you're speaking, you know, you're a renowned international speaker. There's no question about that. You teach some of the world's biggest companies, household names that we know, how to harness innovative thinking. What are some of the key elements of what you have discovered really work for you when you're trying to make that breakthrough moment for these companies?
I love teaching innovative thinking. It's what I used to teach before I wrote the social media Bible. So it's kind of my foundation. I was asked by a speakers bureau in 2001. They said, "You're the most innovative person I've ever met. Can you make a keynote or even a whole day training?" And I answered, "Well, yeah, of course. I do innovation all the time." 3 years later, I still hadn't figured it out. they needed a process. And they actually turned it into a process. It's something I call the three C's. The secret to innovation is to study everything around you if you're trying to solve a problem. Look at it from every different angle, every industry. Don't just look at your own industry. If there was a solution, someone would have already figured it out. Henry Ford discovered how to create an assembly line. It changed manufacturing forever. And it gave us the opportunity to make less expensive products, like the car. But he learned it one afternoon, sitting under a tree on a potato farm. He was watching the potatoes go up the conveyor belt and drop into the truck. And he said, wait a minute, if I can change out the potatoes for cars, I got something here. And he reduced the price of the car to about $500, and he was making millions of them. So sometimes the solutions are right in front of you. And then give your brain an opportunity to communicate the solutions. Turn off the background noise. You don't have to get in the car and blast your iPhone. Just listen to your own brain, because it's amazing how many good ideas you have in there. You hear them in the shower. You hear them when you are exercising, when you're walking or jogging. You get them at night when you're sleeping. So just listen to yourself.
We started talking about technology, but ironically, turn off the technology to let your brain just kind of marinate with those ideas. I love that, Lon.
That's true. So true.
So as you said, you also have one of the books I mentioned, The Social Media Bible, and I think there's a lot of confusion over social media. I mean, I'll admit this. People will say, you have to do everything. You've got to get a zillion people on Instagram, and then, oh my gosh, what are your numbers on Twitter? For goodness sake, look at the President Trump and how many numbers he has on Twitter. And what about Facebook? And I think we become overwhelmed by social media. How do we tame that lion?
That's a big problem for everybody. I mean, not only personally, how do you keep in touch with everybody on every platform? Even for you, getting to your listeners and finding where they are. Every company worldwide, which is why I teach digital communications worldwide, because everyone is faced with the same problem. First of all, there's too much content. There's too much information coming at us from every single angle. So we're getting desensitized to marketing, to advertising, to tweets, to posts. Everybody's talking, nobody's listening. That's the first problem. But what you said was absolutely true. We do kind of have a responsibility, especially if we're in business, to monitor and to communicate on every single platform. The reason is we don't know where the critical mass is. We don't know if your listeners prefer Facebook over Twitter, or they like LinkedIn or Instagram. So you got to kind of be there. You got to test it. You got to see where they are, and then after you test it and get some numbers, you can kind of cut back on some of the platforms that aren't giving you the best rate of return on investment and focus on the ones where the majority of your customers are.
Yeah, great advice. Parting shot. So as we talk about technology, letting your brain have a chance to think creatively, to come up with whatever the next great best speech is or product or whatever it is that you might be doing, what would you like to see happen in the near future when it comes to innovation?
Oh, I want everybody to become more innovative. I want everybody to believe that they are innovators. Everybody comes up with great ideas. Think of the number of great ideas that you've come up with in your lifetime. And if you could just figure out what that process is, like riding a bike, playing a piano, and you just practiced it just a little bit, and you were able to come up with really award-winning ideas once a month, once a week, maybe even once a day. How would that change your life? How would that change the world? America, I mean, that's what made this the greatest country in the world for centuries, because we are innovators. We are constantly pushing the boundaries, breaking through that envelope. And I want everybody to continue to do that. Just be as innovative as possible, because we all have it in us. We just have to know how to do it and we get to practice.
Lon Stefka, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
To welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime, Steve Forbes. Does he need an introduction? No. Are you kidding? I have to tell him this right at the start. One of the first magazines, Steve, that I got when I was a kid, you talked about what your father did to teach you about business. Well, what my grandfather did was he handed me a Forbes magazine when I think I was about 8 years old. So thrilled to have you on with us.
Well, good to be with you, and glad you had such a wise grandfather, and obviously reading Forbes, you look like a very bright person.
Thank you, Sierra.
I will vouch for her as well.
Yes, thank you very much. So I heard you speak today, and we were talking about what's on everybody's mind, of course, the tax bill, and you talked about how arduous it was, so many pages, etc., etc., but you also talked about that this is a good first step, and I'm kind of taking a shortcut here and paraphrasing what you said, but explain that to the listeners.
Well, it looked like the proverbial making of the sausage, not a very edifying sight, but the bill overall does more good than harm. Finally gets our tax rates on businesses back to where the rest of the world is, which will make us very competitive again, get more investment, which is how you get a higher standard of living. On the personal side, they could have done it better. I think they will in a couple of years. I see this as a down payment, not the be-all, end-all on tax bills. So see it as the first step of many to come.
And always you've been a big advocate for a flat tax, and I have to say I've read so much and listened to you speak about it, and you've certainly converted me. Do you think we will ever see a flat tax?
I think in several years the answer is yes, as it becomes clear that this current tax code just gets more and more complex, more and more corrupt, more and more of a burden on people. And people will see when you reduce the burden, not only of the tax rates themselves, but also the compliance costs, they'll say, we should have done this a long time ago.
Are there things we should be doing as citizens and as business owners beyond just calling our Congress people to help move it towards a flat tax? Do you think that there's action
The
we
key
can
thing
take?
Is with your social networks is to get them to also get in contact with their representatives, ask questions, make it very clear this is an issue that is bubbling among the people. And eventually, our leaders, so-called, will get the message.
Right now, what would you say, and you talked about this a little bit, weaved it in and out of what you spoke about at the summit, but talking about the state of Republicans and, of course, coming up the midterms, et cetera, is it going to be abysmal for Republicans, or what do you think?
Well, the economy will help in most of the country. I think taking away state and local deductions the way they did it will hurt Republicans. And there are some left in blue states like in New York, New Jersey, and California. So they did themselves unnecessary harm by the way they did this. But the key thing, too, is that people are so focused on Trump's style rather than the substance. And so they got to get back to the substance, and then I think they've got a good shot.
Kate and I are here at the Authority Summit in Charleston, South Carolina. We're with Steve Forbes. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. It's such a great thrill to have you with us, Mr. Forbes. I am wondering if you think we could have reached this point of tax reform sooner had there been a Republican in office in the last 4 or the last 8 years.
The answer is yes. But we can't ignore the fact that we've had Republican presidents who have not pushed major changes in the tax code. So I blame Democrats, but also Republicans for being too timid. So there's no place for cowardly lions. We need roaring lions, and I think we're finally getting a bit of that back.
I'd be remiss not to ask you this because, Steve, I get asked this all the time. What do I think of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies? What do you think of cryptocurrencies?
The way cryptocurrencies work today is that they're not money. When you have something that fluctuates in value, it can't be money. If you got paid in Bitcoins as a worker, that would be great, but your employer would go out of business. If you had a house with a mortgage of $350,000 in Bitcoin 4 or 5 years ago, you'd owe the bank today $49 million. So it's not going to work. The promise of these cryptocurrencies, until they make it stable, they won't be money, but they are developing the technology that will radically simplify the whole payment system and be a great boon for the consumer. So it's the tech side rather than the money side.
We are here at the Authority Summit. It's authority-summit.com. We're with Steve Forbes. This is Forbes Books and Forbes Books Radio. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. I want to ask you about this notion of authority because many people are thinking, oh, what a bold new idea, and yet I tend to think that the idea of authority to a Forbes has been around for about 100 years.
Well, authority comes from people believing you're offering something that is good for them or you know what you're talking about. So that's why we're working on the book side. It's a way of establishing your authority, that you have a expertise in a certain area and are worth paying attention to.
On that note, I want to say it's been a pleasure doing a Forbes book. My book, Deal With Your Own Destiny, Steve, comes out in March, so thank you so much for that. The connection just to your name has been tremendous, and bringing it back to when I was a kid, again, what a thrill.
Well, thank you, Kate, and I look forward to the introduction formally in March of your great new book. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
Wow, just terrific to get a chance to catch up with Steve Forbes. You think about his background, back in the 80s, President Ronald Reagan appointed him as the head of the Board of International Broadcasting. And he also, in his storied history, helped Christine Todd Whitman's plan for a 30% cut in New Jersey's income tax over 3 years. And it was really her major boost in her win over the incumbent governor, James Florio. And then, of course, he entered into the Republican primaries for the president of the United States back in 1996 and 2000. And primarily, it's what I talked to him about there, running a campaign to establish a flat tax. He also, at the time, if you remember, because so much was being discussed then about this, and of course still is, he also supported the idea of reintroducing the 4.5% mortgages and term limits as well in 96. It's interesting, when he ran for prez those two times, he sold a little bit of Forbes, Inc. voting shares to other family members to help finance that run, because you know how much it costs. We've talked about it's crazy how much it costs to run for president, even now, so much more than then. And you know what? He had some popular ideas. I really remember liking some of what he had to say when he was running, but he didn't come too close to the Republican nomination, although he did win the Arizona and Delaware primaries in the 90s, if you remember that. And he supported, besides flat tax, free trade, health savings accounts. That's another thing that he talked about a lot. And also allowing people, we talk about Social Security payroll taxes, allowing people to opt out 75% of Social Security payroll taxes into personal retirement accounts. There was conversation about what's going to happen, and there still is that conversation. But to me, the flat tax, I love the whole flat tax plan. And I said it there. He really convinced me about that because I remember him talking about a flat tax of 17% on all personal and corporate earned income. So unearned income, like pensions, inheritances, savings, etc., would be exempt. But he supported keeping the first 33,000 of income exempt from that, too. So pretty interesting. I don't know. I thought he was really on to something. And I think there are a lot of people that embrace the idea of a flat tax. And I don't know if we'll see it in my lifetime. I mean, who knows how the span of my life. But I do think that that's going to come back around again. I really do, because of the frustrations of the struggle over what's happening with taxes, even still in taking the ball and moving it a step forward, I believe that eventually what happens, the benefits of the flat tax, I think, outweigh some of what people are still trying desperately to cling to. So, again, just amazing to have a chance to spend some time with Steve Forbes and listen to him and listen to his funny. He's a very witty guy. Listen to some of his stories about his father, Malcolm, and what he did to really teach them about business when they were kids and what that was like. And just his sort of zest, I think, or excitement over business and where business is headed. And certainly you can see that when you see him on television, which every week he's on TV, he's always talking to Neil Cavuto. And I got that real sense that he loves doing that, and he loves the flat tax. And I agree. Again, what a thrill. Steve Forbes.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.